Christians are already leaving Egypt. An Ethiopian believer gets released from jail, and we take a look at the DNA of great missionaries. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Protesters are already in Tahrir Square in Cairo, Egypt. Egypt's Presidential Election Commission announced yesterday they're delaying the results of this week's presidential election indefinitely. Egyptians want the results released now. ION Network USA's Rody Rodehaver says while the results haven't been announced yet, the Evangelical Church is already feeling the impact.
It was shocking to me when my staff person said, in our church, there have been over 60 people who have left Egypt to go to the U.S. to start a new life because of their fear. And he said there's a long line at the U.S. embassy.
While that is bad news, Rodehaver says there's been some good news to go with all this uncertainty.
There has been this period of ability to do ministry unimpeded. The fear now is that that door will
Next, an Ethiopian Christian was just set free after spending 2 years in prison. When Teremat was imprisoned 2 years ago, he was charged with desecrating a Quran, but there wasn't any evidence. Now, after Teremat's release, he got home to find his two kids, ages 6 and 15, they're missing. According to Compass Direct News, Teremat believes that Muslims in the community kidnapped his children to restrict his influence. Pray for Teremat to be reunited with his kids. This is Mission Network News. Christian Resources International is going triple threat with crate shipments to Nepal, Sudan, and Ghana. These containers are full of donated Bibles and Christian books. CRI already shipped a container to Nepal and has another one lined up for Sudan. Nepal has a high rate of unreached peoples, and Ricardo Torres with CRI says they chose Sudan for the same reason.
We went into Sudan because of the percentages there. 8 out of 10 people in Sudan have not heard the gospel.
The third country waiting to get a CRI crate is Ghana, where one of their missionary partners already works.
20% in Ghana has been unreached, so we want to close that gap and we want to finish that one off and spread the gospel throughout the entire country.
To ship these crates, CRI needs donations of books, Bibles, and bucks from people just like you.
It's an average of $1 a book. It's a powerful thing that happens when we all pull together and not only supply the books, but also supply the financial end of it.
We'll connect you at our website. Elsewhere, Kids Alive Zambia is celebrating their first ever graduate from their program. It's a big deal because 15 years ago, Mushakwa lost both parents and found himself on the streets. Eventually, he found his way to the ministry and a sponsor. The sponsorship provided safe haven, food, education, and an introduction to Christ. He's a brighter future now because of Kids Alive's intervention. They're helping 450 kids in similar situations. Can you help? We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And we all have to make our mark, right? Sometimes reading the stories of people who have done just that can be inspiring, especially in the world of the Great Commission. Global Advance's David Shibley just wrote a book called Great for God. It's a profile of 23 mission leaders who have changed the world.
Though some of their names are not known, the concepts that they championed are very much at the center of how the church operates in our day.
Their lives can lead to some big questions.
Will we consign ourselves to a little life, or will we be great for God?
Shibley explores the missional DNA of the people he profiled. Of the 12 traits he found in common,
3 really stand out to me. Of course, their love for Christ, their courage in the midst of enormous threats and conflict, and their huge faith, where they just believed God for great things.
We've got the links at our website. One more thing to consider about the message of the book. It takes a courageous life to change the world. How about you? Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? To help you, Russian Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards. Use these note cards to pray about their work, learn how to get involved in it, and correspond with family and friends. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.